You're listening to SBS News.
In their time of grief, mourners will now have to observe strict new rules to try and stop the spread of COVID-19. Steve from Olsen Farewells in Sydney South says the company's doing all it can to ensure its funeral services abide by the federal government's new restrictions.
This is set up for the latest regulations by the Prime Minister, so 10 only, and we've modified the furniture specifically for that. Unfortunately, we can't do any catering, or we think it best not to, so it's safe for all.
For services driven by human connection, limiting the number of those able to attend means relying more heavily on technology. At Olsen Farewells, services are filmed for those who can't be there.
The elderly and infirmed can stay at home with a mobile phone and with other family members. They can comfort each other in their time of grief, which is going to be intense, but it's better to do that than, I think, having to stay away in total isolation.
Picaluna Beautiful Funerals plans to upscale its live streaming video services to clients. Greg Inglis says it's the best they can do to connect the bereaved during such a challenging time.
One of my celebrants said just on a funeral yesterday that it was quite bizarre because, like with a wedding, a funeral, there is that human element. There's the hugs and cuddles after the funeral. And she said there was none of that, not even with the family members. And it broke her heart.
With weddings now limited to just the couple, celebrants and two witnesses, many celebrations have shrunk or been postponed indefinitely. And it's even harder for those who come from cultures where their big day is just that. Sydney celebrant Stephen Lee says while it's upsetting news for many, it's necessary to preserve the health and well-being of all involved.
The real key here is to be flexible. Now, we can postpone plans into the future, but nobody knows where this pandemic is going to take us. So stay flexible, stay alert, and stay informed.
The new rules have brought welcome clarity for those in the wedding and funeral industries. Now, even if guests are a metre and a half apart and they're outside, there's still a clear limit to the numbers. But celebrants and directors believe a total ban on ceremonies is next. They're preparing for it, and they say so should everyone else. Amy Hall, SBS News.